Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today is really kind of an interesting subject, something I probably touch on in every single one of my shows, but because today is November 27th, 2019, it is the day before Thanksgiving, okay? And what does Thanksgiving mean? Thanksgiving means family, and it means a lot of integration with people in your family bloodline, in your lineage, people who have a lot of the same storage, energetic storage space as you do. And so today I wanted to talk about why you want to get control of your thoughts and how to stop the negative mind chatter. And I feel like that really ties a lot into family stuff. You know, most of us have aligned and agreed with certain paradigms. Our parents and our grandparents and our family members all align with them. And it becomes something that really feels like you can't change, right? And I've seen a lot lately, especially on Facebook, on with memes and stuff, talking about spiritual bypassing, right? And about how, you know, people say just live a positive life or just be positive. And I feel like, you know, I don't really necessarily just say just be positive. I give you those proactive tools, right, to actually truly really use to change that negative mindset, to change that negative mind chatter, and to gain control of your life. And so kind of today's kind of a twofold, okay, because I want to talk about I'm going to talk about, you know, why you want to gain control of your thoughts and how to stop that negative mind chatter. But I also want to talk about how quickly and easily you can align and agree within those patterns, especially around family, right? And we're right in the swing of the holiday season, right? Tomorrow is, at least in the USA, and not in other countries, right? But in the USA, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I know lots of like Canada had theirs last month, but they're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, you know, that kind of stuff. So I know that we're in a lot of the family pattern areas, right? A lot of the places and spaces where we are going to be in the thick of being surrounded by family members that some we may even only see one, maybe two times a year, right? So I want to talk about gaining control of your thoughts. And I wanted to kind of even use this show. So as you go into the holiday season, I think no matter where you're at in the world, as you go into the holiday season, you are aware that most of the negative mind chatter that you hear, that you kind of swim in your very energy space and consciousness is nothing more than family patterning. A lot of it is family patterning. And that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone who has the negative mind chatter has a ton of negative family members. It doesn't always necessarily mean that. It doesn't necessarily mean that just because you have it, that your whole family is negative. But there is a lot of the negative mind chatter that goes back to programming. It goes back to, you know, the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be and the form and structure of what you have decided or what your family, more or less, has decided, your bloodline really has decided about how this reality is, how this reality works, how this reality controls you, how this reality manipulates really truly the energetic structure of who you be. So today I want to really talk about this. I want to talk about how to really truly gain the control of your thoughts and how to stop for good that negative mind chatter, and how even if it, you know, creeps in here and there, how to really truly get control over that noise so you can move forward and live that positive reflection, the positive life that you really truly desire to live. So today I'm going to kind of go over some quick kind of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5s of really truly changing that negative mind chatter. So before we kind of get started today, we are going to be doing some clearings. We are going to be doing some exploring in the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be and really look at the root cause of where is all of the form and structure around these old patterns that you no longer want to live in your life. So let's go ahead and expand out before we get started. And if you've never expanded before, basically what we're going to do is we're going to expand the energy, the space, and the consciousness of who you be, not your body, just your being, right? Because when your body dies, you still have your being. And your being is where all of the programming, all of the form and structure, everything that you've ever decided in any lifetime that you've ever been here in this reality is all stored within the energy, space, and consciousness. So when you have things that feel really unchangeable, feel really hard, things you can't look at, things you can't choose, things you can't do in your life, it's really, really boils back to what you have stored in the energy, space, and consciousness of your being. And when you change that, when you get control over your universe, everything changes. So let's go ahead and take some nice deep breaths here. And let's put our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down. And let's go ahead and expand out. Make yourself as big as the building that you're in. Go all the way out. And all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the, let's do the block that you're on. Go all the way out to the city block, the whatever, the neighborhood block, all the way down, and all the way up. Go ahead and make yourself as big as the town or the city that you live in. Go all the way out. And all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state or the province that you live in. All the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and expand out as big as the country that you're in. Yeah, big expand there, all the way out. And all the way down, and all the way up. And you don't actually have to do anything with the expansion, just allow your being to expand, not your body. And go ahead and expand out as big as the, let's do country that you're in. All the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And as big as the planet that we're all on. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. In the universe. Here we go. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. In the multiverse, multiple universes. And we're going to times that by a million, 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 all the way out to the space of who you be. As the infinite being that you be. Awesome. We're just going to let that vortex all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Yeah. Awesome. So, kind of diving into this subject today, why you want to get control of your thoughts and how to stop the negative mind chatter. You know, the number one, the very first thing that you have to do when you are fed up, when you're tired of it, is number one, you have to decide that you want to change. It's really that simple. You have to decide that you want to change. You have to kind of take the bulls by the horn, if you will, and you have to want to be different, like really want it in your core, like so sick of the crap in your life that you are ready to do something different. You have to take action. So first you have to decide, and then you have to start taking action. So when you have the negative thought, or you say something negative, or you catch yourself looping in some kind of a negative pattern of some sort, that's when you have to take action. And action looks like saying to yourself, or even out loud. And this is a big one. And this is one of those things that I feel like it starts changing things, rippling out. And this is a good one to really truly use when you're with family over these next few months of holidays, right? As when you hear yourself say something negative, because we all know that, like, if you're stuck in those patterns of negative chatter, right? You tend to continue to repeat those chatter out loud. And sometimes you think, oh my gosh, why in the world did I just say that? Why would I say that? What did I do that for? Oh my gosh. And then you go into all the blah, right? All the head noise of like, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? Blah, blah, blah. Right that very moment, that's when you take action. And take action looks like saying something like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to say it that way. Or, oh man, I didn't want it to come out like that. I'm sorry. Or, you know, this is one of the first things I really teach with my clients when we're working one-on-one is, if you want a different life, okay, you have to choose something different. You really, truly do. And the thing is it's a relearning. All of this is just a relearning. It's learning a different way to be. And if you truly want to get control of your thoughts, and you really truly want to stop playing in that negative mind chatter, stop projecting that negative attitude, stop being in that negative space, you have to take action to be something different. And it's not as simple as just wishing and hoping it in your head. It's understanding that right now you are in probably an autoresponder situation. You probably have been living this way your whole life. And I can say this because this used to be me as well. Like, every single one of us have been programmed to automatically respond in situations in life, especially with family, with a negative autoresponder. That means always worst case scenario, right? That means always, implanting your negative point of view. Or, and maybe that's not always implanting your negative point of view, but we tend to. This society has taught us, this reality has taught us how to be very good at being negative and being condescending and, and not that, you know, I think we all have different degrees in which we do this, but we do know that it makes us feel yucky, right? It makes us feel like crap. When we continuously loop in that negative mind chatter, that negative autoresponder of words, right? It doesn't feel good inside your body. And if you're trying to even create something different in your own life, changing that negative mindset takes action in your own headspace as well. And that means, so taking action for yourself means like when you hear your head go to the space of like, oh my gosh, traffic's going to be terrible this morning and I'm going to have the worst drive to work. I can just feel it. Okay, right there. Now, I think that sometimes we won't even think about these kind of things because we feel like these things are so real and true for us that it feels like, oh, well, traffic's not changeable, but it is. That's probably the most important things that you can change in your life is these little tiny choices, okay? Of instead of getting ready to leave for work and going to worst case scenario of, oh, traffic's going to be terrible, I'm leaving at an awful time, oh, I'm going to be late for work, oh, is stopping yourself from having those conversations. And even though we may not even think, well, that's not even really the negative mind chatter I was even talking about, but it's all of those. It's not just the, you can't do that, you can't have that, you can't choose that. It's the way that you are pre-planning your day with thoughts that create anxiety and upset in your life. When you're getting ready for work and you got up 5 minutes late and you're sitting in front of the mirror and you're stressing and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're telling yourself, oh, traffic's going to be terrible. Oh my gosh, is this going to be the worst drive to work ever? And your body's like, "Wah!" right? And you're like in this like ring of upset, right? Then is when you take action and you go, no, you know what? I can slow down for a minute. I can take some nice deep breaths and I can decide to choose an easy drive to work today. I don't have to play into the idea that my drive to work is going to be terrible. Because what happens when you've decided that your drive, and maybe it's not even to work, maybe it's somewhere else, maybe it's your drive to your holiday dinner, maybe it's your drive to the in-laws' house that's, you know, a two-hour drive that you hate, maybe it's just any type of travel in particular. You are setting the tone for that experience when you decide what it's going to be like before you even leave to go to it. You are deciding what that experience is going to be like way before you have it. And this is where the change comes. This is where taking action in your life starts to create the change. Nice deep breaths. Yeah, we're just going to untangle this a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. It's about the things that you are telling yourself on a daily basis that make up the way that your life shows up. You have to start taking action and understanding that every time you play in a thought, that makes your body go to that quickening energy, makes your body go to that fastness, that overwhelm, that upset, that energy that fastness, right? Every time you go to that space, you are projecting that space out into your universe, and you are the creator of it. You have to start taking action. You have to start apologizing to yourself. I'm sorry. I have continuously projected things that don't work for me. I am not choosing that any longer. I am going to start choosing things that are going to make me feel good, that are going to expand my life, that are going to make me feel good inside. That's to take action in your own life. And as you go through this process, the next step is you have to surrender to what you have been and the cycles that you have perpetrated on yourself. You know, so often I see this a lot in family patterns, right? There's usually one or two family members in particular that this usually gets perpetrated on the most. And it's kind of like that energy of, oh, well, that person is always like that, right? They're always letting everyone down. They're always doing things that, you know, upset the family, right? And that person is always in that space where that person always just feels so bad about their actions, right? And is always, you know, apologizing. I see this so common, especially in people who deal with addiction, you know, because what happens is the family around them can't let go of what they quote unquote did to them, right? And so they're continuously projecting at them, well, I don't know if I can trust you. Well, I don't know if you're going to do it again. Well, I don't know if this, and we do that same thing to ourselves. Well, I don't know if I can actually change this. Oh, it's so hard. It's so difficult. I've been so terrible in the past. I've made so many mistakes. I've been so negative. I've been so awful. I'm always, you know, outbursting to other people. I'm always, and you just go down this looping black hole of wrongness about who you are. You have to surrender to that. You have to let that go. What you have been does not have to project out into the future about who you can choose next. everything you have done is not, it's done, it's in the past, you know, and I want to say it's not changeable because you can totally change the energy on that. I'm not going to go into a ton of that today because I usually talk mostly about that in my radio show and in my courses and stuff. And you know that you can change the energy of who you have been and the upsets that you've caused, whether it be upsets within yourself or upsets within others. You can totally change the energy of that just by doing some pulls and some clearings, right? So that is changeable. That is completely changeable. But again, you have to take action and you have to choose to surrender to what you have been. You have to take those action steps, right? Yes, is it going to take a little bit of time and space to clear the upset and the pain that you felt in the past? Yeah, it's going to take a minute, but it's not going to take forever. I mean, literally, you guys, I have tools and resources right now. You could literally sign up for my consciousness playground and you could be feeling better by next week. I mean, this is not, you change your energy, you change the situations, the energy around situations, you change the way that you relate to yourself, your life changes. It's like, it's so easy. I know it feels really heavy and I know it feels really hard and I know it feels like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so difficult. But I just want to say that the reason that it feels so difficult is because we have all these commitments to upholding these form and structure around all this stuff. Okay, so it looks like this. It looks like you came here from wherever you came from, because you know you're not from this reality, right? You came here and you came here to play in the lack of limitation. In order to play in the lack of limitation, you had to agree and align with being locked up and full of lack and limitation. You just had to, okay? In order to do that, you had to give away your power and control, and you had to put a lot of the expansion and the lightness and the freeness of who you be on lockdown so you could perpetrate these patterns of upset and guilt and sadness and all of these things. And so it feels like it's really, really, truly unchangeable. But it's not. I get the weight and the depth of it feeling unchangeable. And that's where I'm going to go back to. You have to decide you want to change it. That's number one. Because if you decide you want to change it, guess what? Change starts to happen instantaneously. Because when you're continuously telling the universe, I can never change this, I can never change this, I can never change this. And again, it's not that you're saying it, it's the energy that you feel, because the energy around it is telling you. It's almost like it's in a vault, right? And it, the vault has a calm lock on it, and it's like a steel door. And there's somebody, there's a guard standing in front of it going, nope, you can't have access to this information. And if you go, yes, I can have access to the information, get out of my way, the guard goes, oh, okay, you're right, you can. And slinks away. Because the thing is this is your universe. You get to decide what you want to change, what you want to keep, what you don't. Does it have the intensity where it feels like it's unchangeable? Yes. Does it have the intensity where it feels like you could never do anything different? Yes. I know it because I deal with it all the time. I dealt with it myself. I dealt with it with my children. And I deal with it every single day with my clients. Every single day we find new paradigms of information that says you can't change this, you can't have access to this, you can't be something different in this situation. And you know what? We go, yeah, actually we can. We have choice. I can choose to change this. And it goes, the energy goes, oh yeah, you're right, you can. Okay, that's fine. Here you go. You can change it. It's literally that easy. But the thing is you have to find the clearings. You have to find the information to release yourself from it. And the thing is there's so many different paradigms that stem from this negative mind chatter, this negative autoresponder, right? Because there's so many different things. There's fear, anger, rage, shame, guilt. I mean, any emotional paradigm that you can even think of, right? You can't have this, you can't be that, you can't choose this, right? And there's commitments, and there's form and structure, and there's all of these things that are in constant resistance of you having a different life. And again, all you have to do is decide to change. Like, you really want it in your core. Like, you're so sick of the crap in your life. You are so ready to do something different. You have to take action. And sometimes action looks like, I'm just going to decide I'm going to be different. And then all of a sudden, that one choice starts opening up new possibilities from you. And maybe that decision is, hey, you know what? I'm going to finally go sign up for Jamie's Consciousness Playground. And I'm just going to listen to some of those audios. Because you know what? Just by listening to those audios, your life is going to change. You know, it's Thanksgiving week right now, and I have an amazing deal on my Consciousness Playground right this very moment. Amazing. You can sign up, and I don't know how long this is going to last, and I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but again, today is November 27th, 2019, and as of today, you can sign up for the Consciousness Playground for $22 a month, or $222 for the whole year. The whole year. And the change that you will get just by listening to the audios that are in there is literally priceless, you guys. Literally priceless. I have people who sign up for the Consciousness Playground who have never taken anything else from me, never done a session with me, and they just rave about the way that it changes their life. They sign up their kids and their mothers and their... I had a lady who just signed up her mom and her mother-in-law. I had another lady who just signed up her mother. The change that you feel in your life just by listening to those clearings in there. Yeah. So that's all I say about that. So if you do want to sign up for that, you can go to my website, jamie-bates.com, and it's right under Consciousness Playground. And there's all kinds of exclusive content. And I'm actually getting ready to, for December, the whole month of December, I'm going to do exclusively for the Consciousness Playground, we are going to do 30 days of choosing gratitude. And we're going to do a lot with this mindset work. Okay. We're going to do a lot with, it's actually going to go into the playground, but it's actually, if you sign up and you're actually, joining us at the time, you'll actually get the audios live as well. I'm going to send them early in the morning, and it's going to be that mindset shift. So I'm going to send one every single morning, and it's going to set the tone for your whole day. So like, we might choose one day that is about, you know, your commute for the day, right? And we're going to set the tone for having gratitude, for having that easy drive, for having traffic flow nicely. And I'm going to do all these different kind of gratitude projections, and we're going to pull, and we're going to receive, and we're going to really change the way that we think about our day every single morning. We're going to change the way we think about our day so we can have that positive life moving forward. And these audios are going to go in the playground. So no matter what, if you're listening to this show in 2020, you can go and you can sign up for the Consciousness Playground. I can't promise that it's still going to be $22 a month, but you can go and you can sign up for the Consciousness Playground, and you can access those gratitude audios still there, and every one of them is going to be named something. So maybe it's you know, the drive, maybe it's you know, your grocery store trip, maybe it's I don't know, I'm not exactly sure, we haven't started yet, so I'm just going to stay with the energy of what was created every single day and kind of really make sure that I'm tapping into the group and tapping into what's going on for people at the time, and really creating audios for that, to be grateful for the experience of every single day, and setting the tone for your day in a direction that expands your life, and getting into the habit, really, because it's a habit. Positive, reframing your mind into the positive energy, into the positive auto respond. Yes, there is clearing involved, and I will be doing clearings in there as well. But reframing your mind into that positive mindset is that daily interaction of really first and foremost setting the tone for being positive, right? And you know, and I know sometimes that the negative mind chatter has been on such auto respond in your head that you don't even realize you're being negative in your own head, right? And every single thing that you're thinking all day long is creating an energy in your life. Yeah. So that program, sorry, I kind of had to simmer down the energy there for a moment. That program is going to be in the playground, and it's going to be there for the eternity of my consciousness playground. And it's going to be something that you can always listen to and tap into and really learn how to reframe the way that you're thinking about your day. And lastly, in this whole thing of getting control and really stopping that negative mind chatter, the negative auto respond, is understanding that you have to heal and you have to give yourself permission to change. You know, it's such a big part of it. You have to stop really perpetrating those negative form and structure, those negative old patterns, and, you know, surrender to them and stop giving them the space to create in your life. And that begins with really truly healing the core of who you are. Understanding that probably a majority of who you've even decided that you are doesn't even belong to you. It's that old family patterning. I'm just going to vortex that through. You know, I talk about this subject a lot because it is such an important thing to really truly change your life. You know, and I've been really kind of, I was listening to somebody recently, and she said the statement of, you know, who loses if you don't win? And I thought, you know, who loses if when you don't change? Who loses in your life when you continue to perpetrate the same cycle? Who loses in your life when you continue to perpetrate those negative patterns, not only in your own head, but out loud? You know, really, you are your biggest loser, right? Because all you're doing, and I know I've been in that negative funk before, and I know that when you perpetrate those negative patterns, and then, you know, you projectile vomit that same stuff on your children, you do it to your spouse, you do it to your you know, your friends, your family, your those around you, and you probably even have family members and friends that do it to you. Your kids lose, and they learn that that's how they're supposed to act and react. They learn your toxic mind patterns, and they create your own, just like you learned the toxic mind patterns from your parents. you know, probably the best part about choosing and taking action and surrendering and deciding to heal is really, it changes your whole family. It changes your bloodlines, creates ripples of difference that can be felt throughout your whole family. You know, I work with a lot of people, and the change that they see, you know, the moms, the change that they see in their children, the changes that they see in their spouses, even, I mean, I work with dads too. I currently have two dads right now on my coaching rotation. And the change that they see in their children when they learn to show up differently, when they learn to stop perpetrating cycles of upset and guilt and you know, shame and wrongness. And none of these patterns are because we choose to do them because we're terrible people. It's not like, oh, I think that you're awful and you do these things because you're just terrible. No, it's just how you learned how to be. It's just energetic storage, and you probably more than likely hate it. And that's why you're listening to me today, because you hate responding in negativity. You hate crying and being upset about the patterns in your life. And you're ready for something different. And I am. I'm something different for sure. And you know, personally, I'm really understanding the scope of the value of what life change is really truly worth. Just going to give you more space here. We're kind of shifting and changing a lot of energy, giving you the space to be able to even see that a different life is possible for you. I know, I get it. I know how unchoosable it feels. I know how unchangeable it feels. I know how hopeless you may feel like life is. It doesn't have to be that way. So let's just contribute a little bit more space, a little bit more space, a little bit more space. So we're getting ready to go into the holiday season, right? Well, tomorrow is officially Turkey Day here in the U.S. And you're going to be around so many family members. And you're going to see so many toxic patterns that they perpetrate, and potentially the same patterns that you stay in. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be all bad, right? Sometimes being around family is invigorating and feels amazing. I'm not saying that it can be totally negative, but when I feel into a majority of what's going on, I feel like most people are like, it's not going to be fun. But I'm going to tell you right now that when you change the energy of you, you actually change the energy of your family. And I think kind of one of the unspoken things that I don't really talk about a lot is, like, let's just take the family members in your life. Like, let's say you start diving in, you start changing, you start shifting, you start really taking action in your life and choosing to be different. And you start really healing. And, you know, a lot of what I have available even in the playground is a lot of the healing the inner child, right? Because that's such an important part. You have to go back to everything that you've decided is wrong with you as a child, and everything that you decided was terrible about who you are, and about when you really dive in and kind of start clearing that. What's really interesting about that is the relationship with, like, especially your parents changes, which is kind of just a random byproduct of it, right? Because when you know, like, I'm going to take my mom, for instance, okay? I'm not even sure if my mom even knows what I'm doing. And that's probably a really strange statement for most people. And it's not that. My mom just, I don't know, she's just my mom, right? And she's never really had any interest in a whole lot of what I do in my life. Do I still see her? Yeah, definitely. I see her. I will be seeing her probably for all day tomorrow. And I have found a new appreciation and gratitude and love for my mom that I feel like I never had before. You know, is she super involved in what I do for work? Absolutely, positively not. I'm not even sure if she even really has any idea or any grasp of any concept that I even do for work. And that's okay. And I'm okay with that. And she's okay with that. And we move forward. Now, 10 years ago, did I feel that way about my mom? Absolutely, positively not. But when I changed and when I healed my inner self, and when I dove in and when I decided that I didn't want to hold on to any feelings anymore that made me feel upset or sad or angry or overwhelmed or guilty or shameful or you know, pretty much any negative feeling, I didn't want to let that affect my life any longer. I didn't want to be the effect of those old energies any longer. I didn't want to play in a space where I felt like I was continuously looping in those thoughts. When I got to that space, and when I started actively diving into my childhood, and I started clearing and receiving and being space with who I am and what I experienced and how it shaped my life, and understanding that I didn't have any power or control over what happened to me as a kid. And when I really truly started understanding how energy worked, how patterns worked, how bloodline energy worked, I understood that most of what my mom did when I was young, she didn't have a lot of control over either. She didn't do a lot of those things consciously. She did them on an autoresponder of unconscious energy, just like this negative mindset thing. It's an autoresponder. It's something that you've been programmed with. This reality has not taught you how to live an expansive, happy, joyful existence. And when you grow up in abuse and neglect, and you perpetrate abuse and neglect, it's just how it is. And it's not that she made a conscious choice to do that. She just lived in the repeat patterns of what she had learned. And when I got that, and when I decided that, you know what, I can release her from responsibility of that, and I can move forward with my life, understanding that she did the best she could with what she had and what she knew. And it's okay. And I'm okay. And I learned and I grew. And man, did we play in a lot of paradigms. And I get that that was hard for her. And it was heavy and it felt yucky. And she felt guilty and she felt sad and she felt shameful. I didn't want her to feel that way anymore. And so I chose to release that for myself. And when I chose to release that for myself, and when I cleared that energy and those memories energetically from within the energy space and consciousness of who I was, she was no longer the effect of it. Because when I changed the reflection of how I seen it, I actually changed the mirror vision of what she was holding on to. Because you see, for every single experience, it takes two people to align and agree within the experience to make the experience real and true. But when I changed the way that I perceived it, okay, and I said, okay, well, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. That's okay. It is what it is. I pulled, I did some receivings, I cleared the energy on it. And then I projected myself as being healed and whole and free of that energy, freed her too. Because it was no longer two people upholding those energies any longer to make it real and true and solidified. And that created a lightness within her I'd never even seen before. Because when I seen my mom my whole life, I seen the reflection of what she did and what she caused and how she felt and all of that upset and blah, 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 blah. And when I did that for myself and I chose to dive in and I took action to do and be something different, I did the same thing for her. Now, did I change her other experiences and didn't have to do anything with me? Maybe not. But I did change the core of really, truly who she was because I changed so many of those reflections she felt badly about. And everywhere you have access to do that for yourself but can't. Everything, all of that is all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. Just let all that energy go. Let it all go, let it all go, let it all go, let it all go. You know, so as I did this throughout my life and as I did this with, you know, really, I would say majority of my family members, and I really had allowance for, like, especially like when I started doing this work and I started really diving in, and it was so amazing to me how when I had dissolved a whole bunch of that upset in my own life, how when I would, you know, when I would get around certain family members, I would feel a certain way inside of myself, right? It would make me feel guilty, or it would make me feel shameful, or it would make me feel whatever, upset, right? Well, when I started diving in and changing those energies for myself, what I discovered was I could go to a family gathering and it didn't feel the same. Because the thing was when I was around somebody and I felt a certain way, it was only because I had the storage space for that certain way and they had the storage space for that certain way. So let's say I felt shameful, okay? So the thing was they had a lot of shame energy in their energy space and consciousness, and I had a lot of shame energy stored in my energy space and consciousness. And so when we would get together and we would spend this like vulnerable family time together, right? And I would feel their shame, it would ignite the shame in my field. Right? And then I would feel shameful. Ah, it feels yucky and gross and weird. Okay. And then I'd be like, oh, I don't want to be around that person. Okay. And then I'd go over here to somebody else and they had a lot of anger. Right. And I had a lot of anger. And so when I was around that person, it would ignite that anger area. Right. And I feel angry. I don't want to be around that person. Right. And then when I got to a certain point where when I had dissolved a lot of that energetic overwhelm and I had gotten to a certain point where it was like I could show up with family stuff and I could acknowledge, okay, this person is functioning in a lot of anger. And I was okay with that because like I got that was their anger and that's okay. Like if they want to have an angry experience and they want to live an angry life, like that's all right. Like I don't have to do anything with their anger. All of a sudden, my life started changing. And I could show up at family functions and I could be different. So I know that tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I know that you might actually really be around a whole lot of family members tomorrow, but I challenge you. I wonder if you went right this very moment to my website, signed up, paid $22 for 1 month of my consciousness playground, and listened just until. Just for the month, just listen, just dove in, listen to some of those audios. If by Christmas, the reflection of your family members hasn't changed, if when you get together with the same exact people a month later, if the way that you feel about them hasn't completely transformed, because I'm here to tell you that that's possible. And just a few short weeks, you can have a completely different outlook on the family members around you. Your holidays can feel different. It won't feel overwhelming and draining and upsetting. You won't spend a day at a family member's house and have to come home and sleep for a week because that's a byproduct of energetic overwhelm. when you spend time with a family and then you come home and you have to sleep for a week, or you feel so like uncomfortable and energetically pegged that you have to hide in your house until Christmas, right? You go over there for Thanksgiving, you got to hide in your house until Christmas, and then you go back over there and you have the same exact feelings, and then you have to hide for the next 2 months because you feel so overwhelmed with all of that stuff. You don't have to anymore. Literally, $22, you can listen unlimited. You can listen to as many of those audios in there. Right now, there's over 150 hours of audio, okay, of clearing, of shifting, of changing, of transformation, of literally life change. $22, you can have a completely different Christmas. Yeah. So go to my website, Jamie, Jamie-Bates.com. Sign up. Just spend the $22. See what happens. See how much change you can choose. See how much action you can start taking in your life to have a completely different Christmas in just literally a few weeks. Yeah. Nice deep breath. So we're almost out of time for today. I did do a Facebook Live on Monday night, just a few nights ago, kind of on the same subject. And I am going to be doing every single Monday from this point forward. I'm going to do my best here to show up every Monday. And I'm going to be calling it Magic Mondays. And I'm going to be giving away prizes. I'm going to be doing things, but I'm going to be talking about a lot of these different constructs that I talk about on the radio show, and really giving you an opportunity to connect, ask questions, and win. This last Monday, I gave away one of my books, and I signed it, autographed it, mailed it out to the winner. That was fun. So I'm going to be doing that at least for a little while here every Monday. You can connect to me on my Facebook page, Jamie Bates. It's just a like page there. You can like it, and you can join us on Mondays. I'm doing 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also join me and my Facebook group. And I've actually just changed the name of the Facebook group recently, from Expand Your Reality to The Conscious Empath, because I really get that a majority of my listener base really does come from the empaths, right? We are the energetically sensitive, and these are really truly what my tools are for, is those who are energetically sensitive. So Expand Your Reality no longer exists. My Facebook group is now called The Conscious Empath. You can find it on Facebook. And right now, you guys, I just have so many free things. I have so many free tools. I have so many things you can join us. I do have my Conscious Empath program that is starting in January 2020 again. They will be kind of launching another series of that. So you can always join me on that as well. And that's going to have basically a breakdown of all of the tools that I teach, plus all kinds of additional stuff that, again, is going to be exclusive to that program. So I have lots of ways that I can help you shift and change your life. And if you haven't already signed up for my email list, please do so. That's at Jamie, Jamie-Bates.com. I'm sending out so many specials right now with the holidays and with Christmas and gratitude and all of it. Just to really, truly, I really want to get a jump start on 2020 being the best year yet, right? I mean, with these shifts and changes that are continually happening, I mean, you are such a powerful creator, and it's getting easier and easier and easier to shift and change your life. And I want to really give you a one up on getting the best tools available out there, so you can really truly shift, change, and live a life that really works for you. I appreciate you listening to my radio show. I love the feedback that I get. If you have questions, if you have something that you would like to ask me, please email me, Jamie, Jamie, at Jamie-Bates.com. Drop me a note. Let me know if there was a radio show that changed your life. Please let me know. I want to hear about it. I want to hear about how a tool created something. I love to hear about stories about how you used something and it changed your relationship with somebody, or it expanded your your outlook on something, or it just created something super magical. I love to hear about magical times in your life. So please share with me. Let me know what's going on in your world. Share with me how the tools are helping you shift and change. I look forward to connecting to you at some point. I would love, love, love if you would join me in the portal or the playground, the consciousness playground. So many free tools. And I do also have a free call in there as well. So much to learn, so much to clear out, so much to really truly change your life. So thank you so much for listening to me today. And I hope that I see you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.